What's up, guys? After a short vacation, the boys are back. It's episode 76 of True to Size.
Can we just like pre-record a bunch of those so you can just do it
every
week?
That's pretty good. Phil does the intro.
That's why none of us do it.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be like, yo, yo, what's up, what's up?
It would have been the same thing I'm about to say now. Yeah.
I was going to say, let's re-record it, but no. We're
no, it was good. It was good.
Gone too far.
What's going on, everyone? And welcome to episode 76 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hi.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hi there.
And of course, that lovely voice you heard
Sexy.
At the top of the episode.
Sexy.
We are also joined by frequent passerby of the show.
Just chilling.
I was Phillip. Just in the neighborhood. Figured I'd stop by for some dim sum and conversation.
And Krispy Kreme.
Ooh.
Delicious.
It's Philip Dos Santos.
Hello.
He's here.
Yeah.
We're all here. Ooh, we're all back from vacation, which means we've got a ton of stuff to cover because it feels like it's been forever since we've done an episode. So we've got lots to catch up on. All our segments are super full. We're going to recap our trip, obviously. We're going to recap Philly's experience at the Diamond Supply
drop
at Exclusity, obviously. Yeah. And we're going to discuss the possibility of us potentially, maybe, possibly getting back into the sneaker display world at a sneaker expo.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. But first, Joel.
Fire round.
Yeah, we're rusty a little bit. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from the one and only Rizzy.
Hey. Oh, good DJ,
friend,
DJ.
Good friend of the show, DJ for Shoe Hall 2 Hall. He
I saw
asked,
him on Friday.
Sorry. Did you?
Yeah, he was at the event. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More on that later.
More to come. Find out next time on. Rizzy says, what's the most times in a day you've changed into different sneakers?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Because he says the most I've done was 4 times.
Mm.
Work, a friend's birthday, to a concert, and then my driving beaters. So 4 different pairs.
It's a lot.
It is a lot of pairs. I don't know if I've ever gone more than 2.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking like basketball, but I don't think that counts.
Does
like,
flip-flop, I would say. Do flip flops count?
I think so.
No, because every day starts with those and ends with them. No?
I start with feet.
Mm.
So 1.
And feet. Then socks.
You don't sleep with flip flops?
You're not Filipino.
I don't sleep with flip flops. I sleep with chinelas.
Interesting.
Chinelas.
I'm going to say I've never done more than 2 a day, to be honest. Like a work pair and then like a. After work pair, pretty
That's
much.
Fair. Wait, see, sorry. Flip flops count or they don't count?
I don't think they count.
They don't count, okay.
Because if they did, well, if you.
Did he say footwear or did he say shoes?
He says sneakers specifically.
Okay, then they don't count.
Fair enough.
Yep. I'm going to go with 2.
I'm going to top out at like 2 or 3.
I'll say 2 or 3 as well.
3,
say,
maybe 2.
I'll say 2.
Yeah.
Because like work.
Yeah.
And then after work.
Change in after work and then ball.
True.
Yeah. And then if you go out, what if you go out later? Like, there's been times where like, I'll go to work. That's 1 pair. Then go to ball. It's a different pair.
Do we count ball? Because maybe I could do 3 if we're counting ball.
Yeah, I think it's just it's any pairs that go on your any pair. That
okay,
go
I'll
on.
Say 3 then.
I'm going 3.
Work ball and then post ball.
Yeah.
But post ball is usually flip flops or slides or chinelas.
Mm-hmm.
No thong.
Or what have you?
I'm counting the time that you go home, shower, and then you got to go out again after.
I don't
fine.
Do that, man. I'm old.
Yeah.
Yeah. After ball, I'm done.
I'm bust.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going out, it's to McDonald's.
True.
You know what I mean? Like,
true.
To McDonald's.
Basketball ends my day.
I'm not healthy like you, Phil.
No, it's, basketball's a tiring thing.
Phil's flexing over there. You know, when you go out and work out after basketball.
No, it's not even a workout thing. It's like, you know when Shorty hollers at you during the ball game?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm playing ball. I'll see you
it's
after,
like,
though.
I can't. After ball, I got to run a half marathon, then I'll check you after.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's favorite phrase.
Cute.
Just cute. And I've missed this because it's been like 2 weeks almost since we've recorded, so I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
My pick this week is probably the best pick that we'll ever have in the history of True Size. My pick this week is a pair of shoes. Not even shoes, boots.
Good pick.
It is the SpongeBob Timberland collaboration.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. I wish these shoes were not. So, there's two different shoes. There's a blue-based sneaker, and there's a black-based sneaker. Ooh. If I had to choose one, it would probably be the black, but that's not saying much. The blue one features jellyfish around the Timberland logo. It comes with an extra pair of pink laces in case you want to match the jellyfish. Cameron. And then it has SpongeBob peeking over a side panel with a big net. The other pair is a little bit more subtle, aside from the giant SpongeBob face on the tongue and the yellow laces.
Ooh, gang, gang.
Just the Timber, like the coolest part on this pair is the detail of the Timberland logo on the heel is a Krabby Patty.
So that's
pretty cool. And you have Plankton chasing it, but still, like, oh man.
Come on.
I'm surprised these came in men's.
They're not the Kyrie Fives, I'll tell you that much.
They're not.
They're not.
The Kyrie Fives were sexy, though. That collab was dope.
That's how you do a SpongeBob collaboration, mm-hmm. the way Nike did it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to put SpongeBob's face on the tongue. Yeah. You don't.
Is that a shirt and tie on the lace?
It is. It's his shirt. Yeah. Lace lock.
I think this is a really dope play for GS and smaller.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm surprised it came in men's.
Not a men's thing.
Not at all. And I only knew about this because Courtside Sneakers posted it, I think, today or yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said that they're getting it this weekend. And I was like, that's a real thing? Like, this looks like something that you'd find at the flea market.
It's not April 1st, so what's happening?
Yeah, I don't understand. If you like this shoe, good on you. It's definitely unique, and I'm down with unique stuff, but I'm not down with these, so they are poop. Next up, we'll do... Actually, Alvin, because that was a good poop sound. Go ahead, Alvin. Oh,
thank you.
That was good.
My pick today, guys, is the undefeated ex-Nike Air Max 90 Collection. So it's going to feature four pairs, two black pairs and two white pairs.
Yep.
Wow, I totally just blanked out. Anyway, okay. one of the pairs.
Good pick, guys.
So one of the colorways they feature is red, which in the initial photos when they did the teaser of the back heel tab. It looked like it was going to be like an infrared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think we were on vacation when we first saw it and we all kind of looked at it and we were like, ooh.
Yeah. But it's looking more like just like a regular fire. Like a
fire red. Yeah.
Just like a red.
Red. Yes,
which is
red.
Cool. And then the other color is like more of like a laser blue.
And then that one looks closer to the original blue.
Yeah. Yep. Like a regular laser blue. But they have that in both the white and the black. Just a similar color, similar like color blocking, and the way they blocked it is the upper looks like a Air Max BW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a BW Air Max.
That stripe, that piping.
What about BBW? What?
I love BBW. I mean, that's for Atlanta. But anyway, like, the collab itself is pretty cool. I think for me, though, I was hoping that it would have more of the colors within, like, the color blocking of the shoe.
Yeah. It's very plain.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, I guess Undefeated just does whatever the fuck they want. They're going to retail at about $150 USD. So that's going to be like $2 for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they release September 20th on 2019.
On 2019.
Right on top of it.
Sorry, guys.
Not under it.
Kind of rusty. You're just going to be on top of everything today.
Which one is your favorite of the four, Alvin?
Honestly, I'm going to say the white with the red.
I think I agree with you. The heel tab on all of them is the best part, like by far. The undefeated strikeout logo in place of Nike Air.
It's dope.
Very cool.
I like how they did that because, I mean, you know, they're letting anyone do anything with the swoosh.
Literally anything they want now. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's crazy.
That's the cool part is because you never really, I mean, I don't want to commit to this, but I haven't really seen too many 90s or any shoes in general
with the backs.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll add something.
Completely. Yeah.
They might add something above. Like, I think King of the Mountain might have said King of the Mountain underneath it or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the other heel tab had a regular Nike Air on it, no?
I think had Nike Air. I think it just had King of the Mountain underneath it. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't remember properly.
But yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, it's cool that that's very bold.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Nike Air branding on the heel tab. Like, that's their baby on the Nike Air Max 90. So,
but like you said, the heel tab is the best part. I probably just take that heel tab off and throw it on my 90s.
Wear like as a necklace.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are just cute. Like, it's not even a cop.
Just cute.
As much as I love my 90s, it's too, for a collabo, it's too, like, underwhelming. Especially for Undefeated.
There's no wow factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So meh.
Just meh. Let's go with our guest this week, Joel.
What do you got, Joel?
Well, okay, so I got the Dover Street Market Jordan 8s.
Whoa.
I
didn't hear about these.
They look
you're not missing much.
It's like a white. When I look at it, I think of like Jomar's like fruit roll ups. Or fruit vibe of the foot. Like, you know, because they're see through. Like the straps are like, it's like a translucent.
Oh.
Translucent. I'm waiting for my page to load.
Phil just saw it for the first time.
My Wi-Fi is not kind of. It's kind of wonky right now.
It's literally his Wi-Fi though.
Yeah. So it's white. It's a white Jordan 8. The cross straps are like I said, it's like a translucent plastic.
Like South Beach.
I see the fruit roll pink. Up.
You know what I'm saying? Reference. It's like strawberry. Yeah.
It looks like strawberry and blue.
Like you lick your lips apple. And you're like, electric strawberry. Blue. Yeah.
Can't wait for that to get stuck on the roof of my mouth.
Wrap that around my finger.
But yeah, it's
that's
it,
what
it
they
looks.
Said.
It looks pretty much like a flea market special.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really popping out right now. It's got the chenille tongue, which is cool if you like carpets. But I don't know. If you like carpets and fruit roll ups, this shoe's for you.
Oh man, cop!
I think Joel likes it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a poop for me.
8-year-old me screaming right now.
Yeah.
Fruit roll-ups and carpets?
Yo,
whoa.
Oh, there is a blue.
The 90s are back.
There's a blue translucent. I didn't see that. Just now.
The other side, like it's blue and pink.
So you got blueberry
cross-strapped.
And raspberry.
Yeah. All the berries.
Yeah, man.
And or apple. Watermelon, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Like
watermelon.
But these apparently dropped already.
Oh, did they?
I guess.
Wow. I didn't even hear about that.
It says it's available, so.
Oh. Wow.
There's a reason it's
225 if you like the spin.
USD. Oh,
that's an outlet thing.
That's
yeah, man. I don't even know if it's an outlet thing.
These look like they'd be beside the SpongeBob Timberlands at a flea market.
Pretty much.
Like on AliExpress. It's like buy one, get one half.
Yes.
Buy one, get one free. That's how good it is.
Would you guys rather take these or the SpongeBob Timberlands?
Oh, these for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Timberlands for sure, bro.
Timberlands.
I'd take the black Timberlands.
They'd be waterproof. Yeah. That's why. Because you can use those for shoveling.
These are plastic, so they might be waterproof.
Yeah, man.
True.
Who knows?
I still take the Timberlands.
So, Joel, I think you said it, but what did you...
Yeah, it's a definite...
It's a no for you?
It's a poop.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I gathered that from your description. Philip, bring us home, please.
Okay, sticking to our theme of blue Jordans that we're probably not going to buy, we have the Game Royal Jordan 12s. Not a whole lot different from every other Jordan 12. In terms of the colors, it's pretty much the flu games.
Is the blue suede?
It looks nubucky.
Like a nubucky?
Yeah.
It looks like a nubuck, but not the fuzzy nubuck. It's more like the very
super
flat.
Short hair.
Yeah. So the color, the words are escaping me right now, but, it's the color, same colorway as the flu games, except instead of red,
like
it is
Lawrence
game
said.
Royal.
Blue games.
Blue games.
Yes.
Blue
cut the check on that one, Jordan. Yes. Red. BLU games.
It's on the way. I think your check's on the way.
And then they can make an orange one, and it's shoe game.
Oh,
oh
shit!
Shoe
game. I think I think these are cool. I think one of you guys said this earlier before we started that they would look cool as like a PE. This is something I imagine.
Like an Orlando Magic Terrence Ross PE.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like Gary Payton's PE when it was like black and yellow.
Yeah.
Like it's the same kind of color blocking that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a whole lot to say. These are releasing on the 28th of this month.
True.
Oh.
And I think they're going to be $190 USD.
Likely $255 Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy or surprising in terms of the colorway pricing or anything. These are one of the Jordans that I think are they look cool. The leather looks nice.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be a pass because it's just one of the many Jordans. It's like it's cool, but
there's nothing special about it.
I don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
no but story. But I agree with you though. If there was a PE or a player attached to that, it would sound like crazy.
Oh, yep. For sure.
It's a nice colorway.
Even just with like a number stitched on the heel, like they used to do with like the Gary Paytons or the Babies or whatever.
Anybody? Yep. Yeah.
The Nick Anderson PEs.
Jeez.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Shaq.
Why
do a penny.
Why didn't Shaq sign with Nike? Come on, Shaq.
Do a Penny Hardaway put a number one on the end there?
Easy.
Ooh. Yeah, Penny's a Nike guy. Why can't they?
They'd be sold out.
Dude, I would have bought that.
Ooh, and change the leather to the foam?
Ooh.
The or blue? Not even, change the blue
to the foam. Even the blue to the foam? Jeez. Definitely
foam
not crazy.
Composite 12s.
Gang.
Shit. Coming up with bad ideas, man.
It's like, throw
honestly,
a SpongeBob.
Our picks this week,
it's like
the Jordan Air Force Ones.
The Jordan Air Force Ones.
You guys remember that?
The dark Fusions?
Times.
Yep.
Dark shit. Times,
the threes were probably the best pair, though.
Yeah.
The three Fusion.
Ooh. The AJ1 threes. Or
what did they call it? Air Force Jordan, right?
Yeah.
That was the name. AFJ. Yeah.
AFJ.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm not going to lie. Like, speaking of, like, that kind of dark time, I'm not going to lie. I got caught with some Spizikes. I bought, like, maybe, like, three or four
pairs of Spizikes. But Spizikes are probably the
Spizikes
only...
are different.
Spizikes
are probably the only Fusion
Spizikes
that I would purchase.
Back in the day, got a pass. Wow. I don't think now. Wow. Maybe a little bit now.
A little bit. A little bit. But the colorways
really
they came out
anymore.
With back in the day, though?
I
still have a pair of Spizikes.
Yeah, I got a couple that haven't sold on StockX.
Those Christmas ones?
I have the Nelly ones that he wore in Don't Step on My Jays. The black, purple, and lime green.
I have those.
One of my first pair of Jordans, actually.
Ooh, yeah.
Fun fact. Might have actually been my first pair of Jordans, now that I think about it.
I remember when those came out.
And I loved them. They're 9.5, because that's when I thought my foot was still growing. That's how long ago that was.
Got to prep for the future.
And I never grew.
Yeah.
Feels 9.5.
It happens. I actually have those. I think those are one of them. One of the ones that have not sold on StockX.
When Nelly wears them again in the Don't Step on My Jays remix.
Part two.
It'll go up in price.
That was a good song.
Just wait. Or Travis Scott or someone. Please, someone, just wear them.
Can we get Travis Scott to wear the Travis Scott Pizzikes?
That would actually be cool. I could see a Travis
with
Scott
with a pocket on the side.
Bruh. Just put a cactus on the side, please. Something.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to hell real fast. Next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Just a couple things to note on this week. First up, Nike names a new headquarters building after LeBron James. Did you guys hear about this? Don't
I heard.
No, don't, no woo-hoos, no. So Nike announced the latest edition. I just don't like LeBron. Why what?
No, like why LeBron James?
Oh, well, I'm about to tell you.
Why not?
Just kidding, I'm not going to tell you. So Nike announced the latest addition to its World Headquarters campus expansion, which will serve as the site of its Beaverton-based Advanced Innovation Team. Cool name. Mm-hmm. The new space will feature a Nike Sport Research Lab, NSRL for short. It's not much shorter. 5 times the size of the team's current space.
Ooh.
It's quite large.
Wow.
Expansion.
So other athletes who are getting buildings named after them at Nike's new world headquarters expansion are also Coach K, Mike Krasinski, and Serena Williams.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool. So my question for you guys is, what other Nike athlete deserves a building named after them at a Nike
Serena and Coach K again?
Yep. I don't remember which specific buildings they were getting. For a second, when I was reading the article, it was poorly written, so it sounded like they were giving Serena Williams a parking garage. And I was like, that's rude. But I misread.
You can park at Serena Williams anytime you want. Here at
Back
Beaverton.
It up.
Kobe first, obviously.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe way before
I'm surprised.
LeBron. I don't know why they put LeBron before Kobe.
That's actually very true, Michael Jordan obviously already has a building.
He has a store.
I think Tinker Hatfield deserves a building if he doesn't have one
yet. Yeah, sure. Like, fam, like, why are you choosing? I mean, I get it. LeBron's GOAT right now. But at the same time, he's not. And at the same time, like, there's been so many other people who've achieved more than he has. I mean, I guess you could fight statistics, but statistics don't mean shit if you don't have
I agree.
To prove
Kobe
it.
Deserves a building.
But Kobe,
the Kobe Bryant,
LeBron.
The Kobe Bryant Center for Nike Sport Research Lab or whatever. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Phil, who deserves a Nike building named after them?
Philip Dos Santos.
Well,
obviously.
I would like a room at least.
A locker.
Something.
A closet.
A corner, a space.
Doorknob.
No, I think Tinker, if Tinker, he must have a center or I feel like he does. To.
Yeah.
Because it's either he didn't want it or like there's no other explanation because he's like one of the day one.
Yeah.
Well, from the 80s at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any other athletes like Kobe deserves one, I think, even though he hasn't been. I'm thinking why he hasn't got one. Maybe it's because a couple. I mean, it could be a few things that we don't know about, but I mean, he wasn't always a Nike athlete.
That's true.
I mean, he's been
true,
very loyal, and he's been around for what, the last 13 or 14 years as a Nike athlete?
Ish, yeah.
Ish. But I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but Kobe and Tinker definitely deserve buildings. If I think those are the I don't know if there's any other designers like Eric Abarr.
He's relatively new, though, no? I don't know for sure, but I feel like he's newer, isn't he?
Is Abarr new?
I thought he was. Not newer, as in, like, just showed up, but, like, within 10 years.
But I feel like there's a couple, like, even Toby Hatfield.
That's the Roche guy, right?
The brother, his brother, yeah. I mean, there's a few people, but I think the Hatfields, especially Tinker and Kobe, would have to be on the top of that list.
Mm-hmm.
Just off the top. I haven't even considered a lot of other people.
Joel, who do you think deserves a building at Nike?
Well, I agree with all of you guys, man. Like, Kobe, for sure.
That was shocking. I didn't even think of it until, like, Alvin said it.
Yeah. You're and welcome. Tinker, man, like, you know?
Yeah. That's under the assumption that Tinker doesn't already have a building, because we'll pull up a map after this. It actually.
Are we going as, like, a crew?
I thought, like, they invited us. Four? I'll double check.
I think so, yeah.
I'll double check the email. I think I saw the invite.
Yeah,
in us there.
Four, no? Yeah.
Next up.
I probably edit out the part about saying LeBron doesn't deserve that before you guys do the invite.
It's fine.
But he doesn't.
We'll edit that out too. Will Smith is collaborating with Onitsuka Tiger.
Oh. Ooh. Damn it.
That's
the original Nike.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he'll be serving as its newest social media project partner.
Oh, my.
Whatever the hell that means. It probably just means they're going to make a bunch of skits and stuff with it. But did you guys see the video that they did as, like, the promo? It was crazy. If you're listening to this, pause the podcast and watch the Onitsuka Tiger, not you, Alvin, Onitsuka Tiger, Will Smith video. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
So if they make more content like that, I could see it going viral and it could work out.
Nice.
I just want to know what happened with Jordan. Or is it like, really, is he still there?
Jordan, they legit, never did anything. Well, was he ever signed, or was he just always a friend?
I think he was just a friend of the friend of the show.
They legit just did those gold fives to charity last year?
This year? This year.
Might have been this or last. Yeah, uh-huh. I think maybe last. But yeah, they just did those. But you're right, he might not have been under contract. It might have just been like a friend thing since he did so much for the fours and fives.
Yeah.
That era.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be interesting. If he gets a shoe, would you buy it, Alvin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to have.
Joel?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You?
I'm passing.
Like, I wanted the Fresh Prince.
Obviously, it depends on what it looks like, but.
Right, yeah.
Actually, Onitsuka Tiger just in itself doesn't really have.
They're just like those silhouettes
that I wouldn't necessarily wear.
It's just like that classic, like, Euro.
Yeah.
Like Puma looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sneaker.
Like Puma Future Cat looking shoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I brought out the Future Cat.
Full Locker
days, boy. $119.99
BOGO.
Or
the Evo.
Very expensive.
And Speed Cat was suede.
It's part of BOGO, though.
It was BOGO. Had a blue tag.
Yep. Sold
Bear
Speed Tanks. Cats were $99.99, right?
$119. Oh, Speed Cat, I think, was $99. Future Cat was $119.
Yeah.
What about Super Cat?
Super Cat. Wow. You're the Super Cat.
Tonga.
And next up and final up, Michael Jordan still has the most valuable sneaker deal in the NBA.
Obviously.
Is it obvious?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
So Jordan brand wholesale revenue jumped up to $3.14 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And that means that MJ is taking home about $130 million of that.
Not bad.
That's kind of small percentage. As well,
but it's their gross revenue is $3 billion. He's getting $130 million.
That's a small percentage of $3 billion.
It's like 4%. Yeah,
is it even that much?
Off the top of my head,
yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Right, because 10% would be 314.
Yeah, okay, mathematician over there. Whatever, 4%. I guess. I mean, it's still a lump sum of money. Like, but that's a small percentage. But
considering
it's $3 billion.
Yeah,
he's just chilling.
He doesn't have to do it now. He did it in the past already.
That's what I mean.
Anyways,
that is a small percent. Should we discuss that for a second?
Because 4% is pinch.
What kind of deal do they have worked out there?
I bet you that was like a grandfather deal that they did from in back, like 1985. Yeah. And it just never, it was like, deal. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
And it said in small print, for life.
Yeah. 4% yeah. on non-negotiable.
Like the number four and then life, L-Y-F-E. Like that.
It's just him. Like he is the brand and he gets 4% of it. Damn. And it's crazy because I was also reading that his estimated annual revenue is $140 million. So he's only making $10 million from everything else that he does.
Really?
Estimated. But yeah.
He still has what? He has Hanes still, right?
I don't know.
Maybe. Those non-stretch college
Gatorade?
Shirts.
I feel like he has Gatorade, so maybe.
Does he still do stuff with them, though?
Maybe just Hanes. He probably has other stuff. I don't know. I'm just surprised because $10 million for Michael Jordan is not a lot.
Yeah, I know.
It's nothing.
It's very weird.
So can you guys guess as Phil like stares at my laptop who the other players that round out the top five are? Because Michael Jordan is number one.
LeBron James.
Who do you guys think is number two?
Yeah, LeBron.
LeBron is number two at $32 million.
KD
number three, correct?
Curry.
Yes.
KD, Stephon Curry.
One at a time. So KD, correct, is number three at $26 million. Who do you guys think is number four?
Kyrie.
Nope. He's not even in the top five.
What?
That's blasphemy.
Guys, you were just talking about someone who deserves a building. You think he's not
Kobe,
making...
Kobe
is number four. And who do you guys think number
it's
five is?
Because of those undefeated fours. That's
KD?
Why.
KD was number three.
Oh, he's number three.
You weren't listening.
No, I wasn't.
Curry. Is Curry there?
Curry is number five at $16 million.
Oh, true. Gosh.
Wow. Who's buying these Under Armour?
Lots of people, apparently. Oakland just spends a lot of money on Curry.
Beer
sixes.
Money on Under Armour dog.
It's those little kids, man.
little kids love Steph Curry.
It's those little kids who just want to go in the gym and start pulling threes.
Yeah, from mid-court, threes, yeah. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So we're not going to talk about any pickups that we made on our trip because we're going to talk about that completely separately. Mm-hmm. So did you guys pick up anything last week? Nope, because we were on a trip. So this week, New Balance celebrated Grey Day. It was actually yesterday. I didn't know this, but they also did it last year. I guess they just didn't market it crazy because I didn't see it.
They did 574 last year.
But they sent us two pairs of shoes, which were very cool. Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say. I'm sick, and it's been 2 weeks.
I saw some of the posts. So like I saw you guys post, and yep. I saw Sean
Go
post.
Yep.
So what was the? I mean, the theme was obviously gray, but like, was it around a specific sneaker? And what was like? What's
so the whole idea behind New Balance Gray Day is they've kind of owned the all gray shoe since like the 80s. I think they said it was 1980. They introduced because New Balance was originally for running, mm-hmm. having a non-white or I think it was just non-white running shoe was like completely crazy to do.
Right.
So they introduced the gray shoe because they wanted to have something you could run in.
It's their band.
Yeah.
It's their band.
Yeah.
They wanted to introduce something in gray that you could run in but also wear casually.
Nice.
So they did the gray.
Okay.
And now it's kind of just been like their thing since the 80s.
All right.
So yeah. I think it's going to be a yearly thing. If they did it last year and they did it this year, then
And it's probably going to be a different silhouette every year because last year was a 574. This year, because the 997 is like what they're pushing, it's probably going to be 997.
Is that one of the ones they had in the Kawhi with the Kawhi, like Raptors colorways and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 997. Yeah. You're right.
That 997 Sport is very cool.
Yeah, the Sport was probably my favorite
very
out of the
cool.
pack.
Yeah. And they have that, the other one with like the
just
the rebranding removed was really cool. And they just put New Balance instead.
Yeah.
The more very, very cool. One. Yeah. So my question to you guys is what other brand / tech / shoe / whatever deserves its own sneaker holiday? Lots of separate fire round questions for you guys this week.
If we're talking Adidas, I would say they should have a Boost Day.
Okay, I can see that.
Boost. I mean, not now. But, like, I can see in the near future.
Boost Day?
Just a Boost Day, just because Boost fucked the game up a little bit.
Revolutionized.
Does it feel good? Never touched it or felt it before.
It's comfy. Yeah.
It's quite comfortable.
Well,
I've heard that from everyone.
You would have to have had the proper sneaker for it. I remember purchasing a pair of NMDs when they first started becoming GRs
mm-hmm.
In Canada. And that Boost that they had there was shit.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a fan of that.
Like, it was a crappy boost. Like, it did not feel.
I think it's the same. It's just how they use it, how they structure it, and kind of thing. Yeah. Like, so in a running shoe, it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have like to get a performance
shoe.
Like, a pure boost.
So you're saying in like, a casual one, like an NMD, it doesn't feel as good?
I
don't even really notice it.
To me, I didn't. Yeah. It felt like rock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I would say in the more premium NMDs, like the collabos with, like, Pharrell. Mm-hmm. You might. I don't know, have a pair, so I don't know. But you might feel
the slip-on ones with the lace lock kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those ones might have the premium boost because I feel like there's two grades of boost now. It's like a GR boost and a boost that actually works properly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I would say that they definitely helped to revolutionize like the cushioning system.
Mm-hmm. Boost Day would be.
It
cool.
helped get them on the.
Yeah, it definitely. Catapulted
the
them.
Not that they weren't on the map, but like it just helped. Mm-hmm. So that'd be cool if they had a boost day.
I agree. I'm gonna go with just Tinker Day. Like just Tinker Hatfield. Like they already have Air Max Day, which is obviously quite heavily devoted to him already. But just in general, like he's done so much for the swoosh and he's designed so many revolutionary shoes with the swoosh that I think they could have a cool day where they bring back some of his oldest silhouettes that don't get a lot of love or whatever it is. But I think Tinker Day would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
Joel?
I'd probably even say like maybe a Puma Suede Day.
Okay. Yep.
Right. I guess because, you know, bringing back to like, you know, hip hop roots and whatnot, that pretty much changed a lot of things, right?
Yep.
So probably like a Puma Suede Day kind of thing.
Puma Suede Saturday.
Yeah.
Philly.
Honestly, guys, like a lot of people are going to disagree with this, but we really, like as a culture, we need a Spizike Day.
I mean, I get it.
Spizike Sunday.
No,
it
for real.
Encompasses like three crucial pairs.
You have like Jordans. Seven of your most favorite Jordans ever rolled into. No. I was going to say Zoom Air at first because it's so diverse. Like it's been in the most, you know, pivotal. No pun intended, like basketball shoes to training shoes to even sportswear. But I feel like that's pretty close to Air Max Day.
Yes,
so
correct.
It kind of is air already. So I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer for that.
It's a good answer, man. Answer. Thank you.
I like that answer, Phil.
Mm-hmm. I like when you don't answer questions.
That's how they work.
I did also pick up a shoe on vacation, but not on vacation. Mm-hmm. I got the Obsidian Ones.
Nice.
Nice.
Like thank those ones. You.
Oh, yeah. I saw those.
Yeah, posted it today.
Very nice.
Thank you to an unnamed source for helping me get those.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, good friend.
I know
of the show.
That guy.
Yeah,
good I'm not friend. Gonna call them out and get them fired. So
very handsome.
Yeah,
correct. But yeah, I do like those. I'm a Navy guy. I do really like Navy. Yeah. So yes,
that's what kind of threw me off of that shoe. I'm like, I like the one is the one, but I was like Navy. I know when I buy a Navy shoe, I'm not gonna wear it.
But I would wear the Navy more than I would wear like the regular Carolina.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Blue.
I love navy. I wear navy like it's gray or black. Like
like
crazy.
Those low-cut Nike Jordan SB.
Oh, yeah. The Is it Costin? Air Costin? Is it
Yeah, the Air Costin ones. Those became a regular
I was going to say, don't you have two?
I want to.
Oh. I slightly regret not getting those.
I would love a second pair.
The Carolina Lows.
I think I'm talking to someone to get a second pair.
Oh, okay. So that was the situation. I think you told me about that. Yeah.
But, like, those just became a regular sneaker just because the white navy just go with almost everything.
Yeah.
Do you guys wear black with that? Like with navy? When you wear the navy, do you wear
I like
black
navy
with
and red.
Yeah.
And I like navy and gray.
Okay.
Gray. Yeah. Gray, white.
If you wear it with black, it looks black.
Right.
If that makes sense. If you wear because navy's already too
it's
dark.
So close, yeah.
Yeah. But yes, I do like those. My only beef with the shoe, so not it's not really a beef, it's just me being OCD. The shoe is like a sail base, and the tongue is a sail as well. But the laces it comes with are only white, obsidian or baby blue. There's no white at all.
Yeah, but then you take the sail laces.
I know. I have a second pair of sails, and I can do that. But like, it's just annoying because it should come with sail laces.
Is it? So it's not actually a white.
It's sail. Yeah, it's off-white, sail. Which is, makes it even nicer. I love sail. I think we've talked about this
millions
of times.
Put the off-white laces in it.
Yeah, let's put lime green.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Speaking of Spizikes.
Speaking of Air Force Jordans. My mom came by my place the other day just for a visit. And no, sorry. It wasn't my mom. It was my friend. Sorry. I got no. Listen, like,
what? I got
this,
I,
hopefully yeah, she doesn't no, listen sorry, to sorry, this. Yeah.
The story's messed up.
We got that. Yeah.
I didn't lie though.
You
because
think I'm your mom?
My mom did come for a visit. She came for a visit this past week.
Oh, you switched it up. I get it. It's fine.
But I confused the conversation. But one of my friends was over, and she was like, "You have a hang." Was it my mom or my friend? I can't remember. Anyways, someone was in my place and was like, "You have a hang tag on your shoe," but she was referring to the zip strip.
The zip strip.
Yeah. Oh, on the 90s.
On the
90s. Yeah, on the 90s.
Calling it a zip strip.
Zip, what's it called again?
A zip, zip tie. Ties.
Zip ties.
Zip strip.
They were referring to the zip tie, but they're like, "You know, you have a hang tag on your shoe." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, Oh, yeah,
I know. It's fashion. Yeah. You wouldn't understand. It's, yeah.
I've had to explain that twice, actually, because it wasn't the word.
Since that conversation, Phil's bought more zip strips and placed them on every lace hole.
And then he cut off his mom from ever coming over again. Because he's like, this girl doesn't know anything about fashion.
Is that why you called her your mom? Because she didn't know what that was?
No, I don't even remember who said it to
Yo,
me.
Yo, Shorty, you got cut
I forget
off,
now.
Bro.
I just have so many girls.
Yo, there's friend zone and then there's mom zone. Once you get mom zone, it's over.
It's over.
What's up? What do we got for EEE?
Oh, he knew what was next. That's good.
What's going on?
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. EEE. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip in, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. First up comes from Alvin Martinez. When Phil called that girl his mom, that was a bad idea. That's correct.
That was not 100%. That was not 100%.
That was written on my sheet right here.
That's crazy.
No lie, though. The first EE is about Phil.
Wow.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. We're about to find out.
Sounds terrible so far.
We're about to find out.
Okay, go.
Comes from good friend of the show, H. Koo Inc.
Yo,
Harrison. He says, has anyone ever commented that Phil sounds like Danny Green? Y'all probably get that a bunch, but it's it's uncanny.
Wow.
So, Phil, just really quickly, I'm going to get you to read this for me into the mic. Just like you're in like you're in an interview.
Okay, and then I'll tell you guys who I've gotten.
Who else do you think you sound like?
Yeah,
okay,
afterwards.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Please read that into the mic.
In like what kind of like what's the setting?
Just your regular voice. Just read it.
The Phil voice.
Okay.
The pressure's on. Yeah, he's gonna change his voice now.
This is so stupid. Okay, I'm trying to read this normally, but it's
higher pitch.
Okay. We gotta play 48 minutes. Obviously it's the NBA finals. We can't have lulls. We can't have lapses, especially against a team like that. That third quarter really hurt us.
Oh, we gotta play 48 minutes. Obviously, it's the NBA Finals. We can't have lows. We can't have lapses, especially against a team like that. That third quarter really hurt us.
What do we think, everybody?
Nah.
Hundo P.
Nah, nah.
Yo, Harrison, you're right, bro.
That's pretty close, man.
Nah,
I don't know.
Nah.
You also sound like
keep that. I wrote that out for you.
I'm actually going to
We're going to sign
this,
that.
I think
he's going to frame it and put it on top of his TV.
I got a lot of space. I got a lot of space to decorate.
If you're listening to this, let us know what you think. Does Phil sound like Danny Green? Phil thinks he sounds like other people. Who do you think you sound like?
No, I don't think, but I've gotten people have said Jay-Z, which is an ultimate compliment to me. One story I'll tell you guys
Bars,
quickly.
Let's go.
Yeah. No. One story I'll say is I was hosting an event during the All-Star weekend at the Intercare Center. It was like an NBA kind of – they had this big trampoline and people – like kids were dunking and stuff.
It's
like,
okay, cool.
In the Intercare Center, you know how all the events were All-Star?
Yep.
So I was there all weekend. I was hosting with my boy Drew from On Point and this woman comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, excuse me, this is going to be weird." I'm like, okay, well, in my head, I'm like, well, this is already weird, but
here we go.
But continue. She's like, this is going to be really weird, but you really sound a lot like Drake. And I'm like, okay. I mean, she's like, my daughter is a huge fan of Drake. I'm like, okay. And she's like, can you please, no offense if for some reason this woman or her daughter's listening, by the way. She's like, she's not here right now. I'm like, okay.
Obviously.
Can you record a voice note for her pretending that you're Drake?
Oh my God.
So I'm like, yeah, for sure. I'll definitely do that. Ma'am, you're aware that I'm not Drake, right? She's like, yes, I know. I'm like,
yes, okay, Drake, I'm sure you're not. Yeah, okay. Wink, wink.
I know, so I recorded like a voice note on her phone. And
did you rap?
I just did like a drop, like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Vanessa?
This is Drake.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Yeah, I just wanted to say what's up. I'm hanging out with your mom. You know, stuff like that. So it was like a quick, like, really, like, as if Drake was at the All-Star event. And gave her a drop or a shout out. And
Vanessa, are you stupid? Yo, are you dumb?
Probably posted, she probably posted that on Instagram saying it was Drake.
I'm like, that's cool.
You're on Instagram, you can have the clout.
You may have the clout points.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That's it. Oh, just Jay-Z, Drake, and Danny Green. No big deal.
Danny Green. That's crazy. That's funny.
I could see it.
I heard it.
Next up from good friend of the show, Falsey 30. He says, fellas, just got around to listening to episode 74. You guys are talking about which Kyrie he never wore in the All-Star game. He says the pair in question was the Kyrie 2 All-Star. Ooh. That year, Kyrie missed the All-Star game due to injury.
Yes.
So the pair made its way to outlets, but never got a full release. Obviously, it's Kyrie's fault.
Was I right, though? Is he the Kyrie guy?
I'm
pretty sure he has a Kyrie collection. Falsey, can you eat like again, please?
Do you have a lot of Kyries?
That's pretty dope.
Next up, another good friend of the show, Troy Alexander.
Oh, my dude.
He says, this is in regards to, I don't remember the actual conversation. I know we had it. I just couldn't find it to go back and listen. So I don't have a rebuttal to what he says because I forget what I said. He says, first, I don't know that it was the Cause 4s that necessarily started the modern wave of collabs. Strong argument to make that it was Kanye. Whether you choose the Nike line or the Adidas line, he's the original as far as pop culture icon collabs go with major hype. Argument could be made. That's correct. And then he also says, second, and maybe this just needs clarifying point, does Joel mean that Atmos was the starter of the collab wave or that the Elephants were? If the former, totally agree. But if the latter, their first collab was the Safari in 2002, and that had some pretty big hype in Japan. Once again, I don't remember what I said or what the conversation was, but I do still think that Cause in the collab era was the starter of the hype. Because Kanye's collab was ahead of its time in the sense that collabs weren't a thing back then.
The Yeezy one with Nike was like 06?
08?
08?
Somewhere around there.
It was around there. Because I know I know Goodfoot was still open when the Zen Grey came out.
Somewhere around there. So that's what I mean. It was ahead of its time in the sense that that wasn't the collab era.
Right.
Like you had a lull of like...
It was far and few between.
6 years between... Right. Not 6 years, but like 6 years until it got huge. If not even more. So I don't think you can say that, at least not the Nike one, started the collab like hype because it was so early and was so ahead of its time.
When you guys say collab era, do you mean, I mean, obviously we're in it now, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about just a lot of collabs coming out in a very shorter period of time?
The frequency.
And all of them being hyped.
And all them being hyped and all of them, just like everything. No one cares if it's not a collab, like that whole, the culture we're in now. We'll call it the collab era. I think to me it was Cause 4s. I think that was the context of the argument.
And that was just a year or two ago, right?
No, it had to be more than that.
The gray one? No,
the
that was just
3 years,
4 years.
No.
Yeah.
The Cause 4?
The Cause 4 was way before the Off-White.
No, it was just a year or two ago.
No.
Can we Google that?
No, I swear just a year or two because...
It might have been the same year.
That was when Livestock caught fire in Spadina. And I couldn't raffle there. And I don't know if I want to go on with this. I feel like I'm trying to think where I was working. And I feel like I was at the same job I'm at now, which has only been like less than 2 years.
Before 2017, because that was the black one. Oh, no. The gray and black both released in 2017. So 2 years.
Okay.
Almost 3 years now.
Okay. And then when did the Off-White shit start?
After that.
18?
100% it was after that.
2018? But he...
No, it would have been before 2018. Oh, was it? No. Yeah, it was 2017, but late 2017.
What was... Did the 10 all come out at once, or was it the 90?
The 10 came out all at once, and it was November. I remember that.
Yeah, Virgil...
So it had to have been November 2017.
He might be the collab... What was the terminology? What was the verb? Like, the hype? The train? The...
The what?
The
what
pusher?
He's done so many collabs, like Virgil on his own. He's probably done like 20, 25.
I think he's approaching 30 Nike collabs now. Yeah. I think it was Cause 4s. Joel, I don't know if you remember talking about this Air Max 1 discussion.
With the Atmos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was referring to the elephants.
Yeah.
I think that was like initially what I was referring to.
I feel like that was like 5 episodes ago. So EEE to you, Troy Alexander, catch up. So we can remember what you're talking about.
We're old now.
We are, yeah. This is just too much. We talk about a lot of stuff. Next up from Highbrow Sneakers with a very relevant discussion topic from our last episode with Jazz, because we reached out. It's like he's just waiting there. Highbrow, a.k.a. Oh, yeah. Gareth, is just waiting there for us to be like, yo, Highbrow, what do you think?
Hello, and he's just
out here with the facts right away. So this is in relation to us. Not sure if... Because Jazz has a collaboration, now it's public, with Foot Locker. Mm-hmm. And they told him that you couldn't do the Simpson styling just due to copyright and trademark and all that kind of thing. So we had to do something completely different. And we were like, can you copyright the style of the Simpsons? Like, you're not drawing Homer Simpson. You're drawing in the style of Matt Groening or whoever does the art now.
Yeah.
So we weren't sure, and Jazz also wasn't sure, which now he will know. So Highbrow Sneaker says, great episode this week. In answer to the question, is there copyright in artistic style, like the look of the Simpsons characters? The answer is no. Copyright law protects the expression of ideas, not the ideas themselves. So you don't infringe copyright by making a drawing in the style of a particular artist. You only infringe if you start copying their actual drawings. Thanks. Sometimes it's difficult to draw the line between the copying style and copying actual works, though. There's a famous early copyright case where Mayor McCheese from the McDonald Land character was held to be a ripoff of the children's show character H.R. Puffin Stuff. Ironically enough.
Who doesn't remember this, guys? Come on. You guys know this.
Puffin Stuff. SBs. Yes. Is where the info came from, those SBs. Yeah. So they're not identical, but there was enough of a similarity that it just wasn't just the style that was being copied. So as always, difficult to say whether any particular image is a copy of one another. But in the principle is clear, no copyright in a mere style.
Yo, get it, Jazz.
Best wishes. Mm-hmm. Jazz, do your thing.
Do your thing.
Turn everybody into a Simpsons character.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Gareth, for that, as always. And then this last one, this is a special one-ish. Pretty special, I guess. So this one person, every single week for the past, like, probably 6 weeks, has been commenting on our YouTube videos and saying, one-man YouTube audience here. Yo, what up? I'm the only person who listens on YouTube, apparently. Yeah, really. And so this week, we're actually going to say, I just always kept forgetting to put it in EEE. But it's Jeb767. He says, one man YouTube audience for life. And he just says, it's the number 4 and L-Y-F-E.
Yes.
Nice.
Shout out to you.
Thanks, bro.
Shout out to Jeb. Jeb767, if you have Instagram, DM us. Maybe we'll send something your way. Because you're committed.
Yeah, man.
Like, committed. Super. To listen on YouTube, especially if you're on an iPhone, you can't close the app and listen on YouTube.
But they have YouTube music.
Music
now. Audio. Oh, okay.
And you can listen to audio. But still, that's a commitment.
That's big commitment.
It's a commitment thing. So thank you. 76 episodes in?
Jeez. I want to know how many he's listened to on YouTube. I guess we could just go back and check. Because he's been sending us emails or like commenting for like at least 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
Shit.
And saying, am I still the only one who listens on YouTube? Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did it once. And then I closed the app.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So next up, thumbs up, thumbs down in this part of the show. We give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. So this is going to be inspired by Rizzy's fire round question. And I want to know, thumbs up, thumbs down on driving shoes. I am thumbs down. Phil.
Thumbs down.
Alvin.
Thumbs down.
Joel.
Thumbs down.
Bum, bum, bum.
Rizzy, hit us up with that EE.
Sorry, fuck Master Flex. Your lug's gotta go.
And then, also pretty exciting news. Somebody wants an explanation on a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Stop.
Here we go. Second time in history.
Wow.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down to that. So this is also from Harrison Koo. HKU Inc.
Do you guys know this guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Everybody's a friend of the show.
Literally friend of the show.
So he says, on episode 66, we all gave Chris Bosch a thumbs down. Were you here for that?
Chris Bosch?
Why would you guys give Chris Bosch a thumbs down?
And he wants an explanation.
Yeah, I would like an
explanation. Chris Bosch?
Oh, it was thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
There's no explanation for that.
Yeah.
Oh, because he left and was a fucking bitch,
bro. He talked so much shit about Toronto.
Fuck that dude.
After he left, yeah. It was like a public thing. Like, he shit-talked Toronto.
Okay.
That's why I was such a, that's why I was so mad when, like, during the, this finals run where he was in Toronto, like, smiling, like, look, I'm a, I was a Raptor. I was a Raptor.
Everyone was. Yeah, everyone was back.
Yeah.
Alvin Williams.
Yeah, everybody.
Vince, Damon. Everyone was back.
Alvin Williams has been back, bro.
Like, yeah, yeah.
He's been doing stuff for Raptors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was never a Chris Bosh guy. And then that whole big three thing with the decision, that was LeBron's decision, but just, like, the whole thing rubbed me the wrong way. So that's why I was thumbs down on Chris Bosh.
Yeah. It wasn't like a DeRozan thing where he put us on the map. And then he wanted to stay and then was traded. He fucking left because he wanted a ring because he was being a bitch.
Joel?
No, the whole thing about him, when he left and it just like what you said, just trash talk.
Yeah,
Toronto.
He was, rude.
That's why I was like, thumbs down, man. Thumbs down.
Fat thumbs down.
Yeah, he went to go do some commercials for fucking like some car dealership and shit. Like, fuck that shit. Yeah.
Oh, that with the cowboy hat?
The cowboy hat or something like that. The
cowboy hat car commercials. I remember those. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. I brought the food this week, so I bring the NSR question. And my question for you guys, Chick-fil-A came to Toronto today. We had Chick-fil-A actually when we were in Florida.
So good, bro.
My question to you.
How many times? Sorry, a lot? Or just once?
Just one.
Unfortunately, actually, just once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We planned ate a wide variety of good food, though. That's why.
Yeah.
We also went to Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. We went to Shake Shack. Yeah. So my question to you guys, what other American fast food chain would you like to see come to Toronto?
Shake Shack, dog.
Shake Shack.
Holy.
Shake Shack.
Yeah, I think I really would like to see Waffle House because that was so fucking good, man.
Yo, we put man.
Jeez, like I was shoving, I was so full, but I was still shoving my face full of that friggin' turkey gravy or chicken gravy or whatever it was called. So
sausage
good.
Gravy, actually,
whatever it was.
Sausage gravy.
Phil,
there's my really basic answer would be Sonic, but there's
gonna say Sonic.
We almost went to Sonic.
All right,
It was hot.
They have taters, so that's tater tots, so it's kind of a thing. Taters. There's a place, it's in Atlanta, but it's also in the southern states. It's called, I forget, it's something barbecue. And it's pretty much, it's a chain though, but it's like, kind of like basic barbecue stuff. Like burgers and
but you don't know the
wings.
Name.
It's something Memphis barbecue. No, I have to look it up. And people in Atlanta or in the southern states are looking at me like an idiot right now. But
yeah, they all listen.
It's a chain.
This is the biggest podcast in Atlanta, actually.
You guys have a huge listenership in Atlanta.
You should have seen when we went there, signing autographs all day. It was crazy. And that's it for NSR.
Yeah.
Next up, the promos for the week. Our only promo this week is for Sneakerhead TO. It is a brand new sneaker expo coming to Toronto on Saturday, October 5th. Ooh. It will be from 12 to 7 p.m. at the Metro Toronto Convention Center.
Ooh, that's a big venue, guys.
It's the big venue. If you would like to follow them and learn more about their expo, it is at sneakerhead_TO. If you'd like to buy tickets, www.sneakerhead.market. We will definitely try our best to be there, but you should definitely as well. Now for our main discussion. It's kind of a trio of discussion topics this week. There was no huge main discussion, but a lot of stuff for us to discuss. So first up, we're going to recap our trip because it was fun as hell. And I'm still on like a hangover from it, to be honest. Like I kind of slept walk through this week. I don't know about you guys. So let's talk about our pickups first. Alvin, what did you get while you were in Orlando?
Well, first of all, I got a text while I was at a wedding. I called you. Yeah, while I was at a wedding, asking if I wanted a pair of Airspans.
Skylines.
The other one.
Yeah. The other Airspan. And Lawrence is just like, yeah, man, it's like $30 plus 30% off. And he's like, if you don't like it, we can return it. I'm like, yeah, just copy. I don't care, whatever. And I like it. I wore them. So that was one of them. And then I bought Kaya a bunch of crap that she didn't need. And then just a bunch of like Disney stuff, like t-shirts and
a bunch
of cool stuff. Yeah. I can't remember. I remember the trip, but it was like,
it's a blur.
I still got to recover.
Yeah. Joel, what did you leave with? You left with a couple pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Well, that was Jomar.
Yeah. Jomar left with a couple.
Jomar left with like 3-4 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
All for school. A lot of Disney stuff as well. Disney stuff for the family. I scooped up a pair of, it's like a pigskin Chinese New Balance.
Those are sexy, bro.
Do we know the silhouette? Purple. What is the X90. Silhouette on this?
No? Yeah, it's an X90.
The New Balance X90?
Yeah.
Very sleek.
scooped that up at the New Balance outlet. Shout out to the New Balance outlet.
How much were those? They were like $30 or $40 too, no?
Yeah, something like that.
Nuts.
Stupid something cheap. Like that. But yeah, man, just scooped up that. Mayor got like these, I don't even know what they are, but they're like really comfy as hell from what she says. A pair of Nikes.
And you got the Skylons too.
And I got the Skylons too, yeah.
I got the Skylons too. Because they were $25 fucking dollars. What the hell? Wrong, obviously, man. I would have bought more if I would have had space. What the heck?
Yeah.
$25 for Skylons and their Raptor colorway? Easy. That's the only shoes I bought. And I also bought some stuff from like the outlets. The outlets are crazy down there. I think that goes without saying. There was four outlet malls that we went to. Four different Nike outlets, like four unique different Nike outlets. I think three full outlet malls.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. What did you guys think of the, because I've done it a couple times now, but what did you guys think of the whole Southern outlet mall experience, especially the Nikes?
I like the clearance one.
Yeah. Oh, the Nike clearance store. It was like just a Dixie. The
clearance store. Yeah. Yeah. That one was pretty dope. It had like some nice gems in there.
It was like the Dixie of Dixies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They didn't have any like stacks of shoes. It was all hash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that spot.
It was
that
like
spot
rows and rows of hash.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's where you found Wheat Ones, right?
Yeah.
You found Wheat Ones. Wheat
Ones for $115.
Plus 30 off, I think, no?
Yeah, but I just put it back.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There was some crazy stuff. And I found those blazers that just came out, the patchwork ones.
Oh, yeah.
I found those undercover... Fuck, what is the silhouette? Oh, I can't remember.
They're like the same silhouette as
a day. Is it a Daybreak? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Undercover Daybreak. It was a size 15, but it was only $150. Ooh. Plus 30 off.
Plus 30 off.
You could have got, in case your feet grow.
It still might come. You never know, right? You know what they say. I don't know what they say.
Sorry, this was Orlando. You guys.
This is all Orlando.
All the outlets.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys haven't said this. I don't think, but that's like the gold mine of outlets.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Vegas is really good too, but everyone says Florida, especially like the Orlando areas. But that's
so apparently the clearance one that Joel was talking about. That's where all their online returns go to.
Ooh.
For Nike.com.
Whoa.
So you just find like some rant. Like that's probably why you found the Wheat Ones just rant. Like those came out like a year and a half ago. They had the Tinker 3s that just came out like the week prior. They had those in there. They had some
PSG 6s.
Yep. They had PSG 6. Like crazy random stupid stuff. Yeah.
A bunch of they had some IDs too.
Yeah, they had some IDs there too.
With people's names on them?
No, color
blocking and stuff. But that would if it was a dope color, I'm like, I don't care. Like,
yeah, they had that like Viotech 90, but it was like a different.
Yeah, they had the Viotech.
But it was a different like color palette.
The other Viotech?
Yeah.
2.0?
The 2.0 Viotech
90. I like those ones.
They did before they did.
Yes, the first one that they tricked everybody with. And they're like, just kidding, the Viotech's
me out. Just kidding, we're going to do the real ones.
Buy this one too, idiots.
Stupid.
So the outlet shopping, obviously, like Phil said, is like nuts.
Stupid.
Lucky.
What was your guys' thoughts on the Disney shoe game? Did you guys take note at all, or
Disney shoe game?
Yeah,
I see some Jordans.
I see a lot of Boosts, like a lot of Yeezys.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Yeezys.
But were they real?
The only remember when we had that breakfast that one day, and we saw those guys. There was the one guy wearing
Atmos ones.
Yeah,
there was a guy wearing Atmos ones. A guy wearing Travis Scott 4s.
Yeah.
Right? Travis Force. And another guy wearing some sort of like
what's he wearing?
I don't remember what the other guy was wearing.
I think they're like a pair of they look like AJ KOs.
I don't remember
what's the silhouette that's an AJ KO but it's not AJ.
What?
Does that make sense?
That's a trick question.
It's like an Air Force.
Or it's like
an Air Force and a Dunk.
There's so many that look like the Dunk or Air Force High.
I have no idea. I don't know,
and it had like a strap. But he wasn't really that important.
Yeah, no.
Oh yeah, Vandal.
Maybe
Vandal. Was it a Vandal?
Probably Vandal. Yeah. So we saw the guy walk in, and then I was in the bathroom. I was walking out, and they were walking in, and then his boy with the Travis Scott 4 was like, "Yo, dope shoes." I'm like, "Yo, yours too." And then his other boy with the Amoses came in.
Same
shoes.
He's like, shoes.
"Yo," I'm like, "Bro," and we just were like, "Yo, dope shoes, bro." He's like, "Yeah, you too." And we just became best friends.
It was so weird though.
But I was walking out the bathroom though. So
I was like, really close.
I mean, at least it wasn't beside me. I looked over, and like, "Yo,
you guys were like,
yo, those are dope."
Yo, six shoes, bro. Just turn your whole body.
Yo, what size are those?
Oh, these shoes.
Just weenies.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was probably like, the most heat I saw.
Yeah,
in a washroom.
Aside from our shoes.
In the washroom. Yeah.
In the bathroom at Disney.
I saw nothing else actually except for those guys. It was just that one.
Yeah, it was
group.
Just like that's GR it, Jordans, and not that GR Jordans aren't cool, like do you, but
it's also Disney, so everyone's trying to be comfy. It's probably why I saw a lot of Boost.
Yeah, I was comfy.
Yeah, yeah, I was comfy in my Shawns. It's fine.
So was I, and the Amos
one. I was comfortable breaking necks. Okay, so Disney thoughts now. Favorite ride, Alvin.
Fuck, bro. You should have recorded it when you asked before it. I can't remember. Probably the Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Because you got wet and it was hot.
It was, it was like 40 degrees all week. It was crazy. Yeah. Joel, favorite ride?
I like the one with the Yeti one. What's it called again?
Expedition Everest.
That's,
oh, yeah. Everest. That roller coaster was dope.
You already, cool. You already made your choice.
That was good.
I think my favorite is still the Avatar ride.
Oh, that was
dope,
yeah. Too.
That was dope.
The whole... I love that place. We'll be back. Favorite food you
Philly's
ate?
Coming next time.
Favorite food?
Shit.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to hate because of whatever they did. I don't give a fuck. That shit tastes good.
It's okay. It's your favorite food, not their favorite food.
Yeah.
It true. Tastes good. And then the sauce. It's, the multiple
sauces. All the sauces. What was your favorite sauce? Because this is heavily debated.
It's just the Chick-fil-A sauce.
The Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A sauce, okay. Man.
The mustard and mayonnaise.
A lot of people, the combination.
They rate the is it the Polynesian sauce?
Well, the Polynesian's dope too, but I don't know, man. Something about that just... Chick-fil-A. And same thing with the ranch. Some about the ranch is
that ranch too. Is extra creamy.
Yeah, man.
Well, extra buttery.
As of today, you guys can, well, we can all check out the Toronto location once they stop doing the die-in protests.
Yeah. Those people laying on the ground. I saw that one. Yeah.
They were getting stepped over like Tyron Lue.
Listen. I don't know if you're superstitious, but you're not supposed to step over people because they won't grow if you're Filipino. Right anymore.
Yeah.
I'm stepping over you.
That's their own fault. I mean, I'm not downplaying the cause or the
protest. Yeah, hell no. But like,
yo, if you're lying on the floor,
let people enjoy like
at a doorway.
Just let people enjoy the food, people, man. Like, people might not even know what's going on, and you're trying to stop
that's
them
the thing.
Trying to eat.
Yeah, like the people at the first of all, the people at the restaurant didn't do anything.
They just work there.
They just work there, and the people eating there are just hungry.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Like protesting. You're
new,
protesting
bro.
To the wrong people. To me, like I said, there's no right.
You gotta
or wrong
go to like head Chick-fil-A head office. Like wherever it is.
Sign a petition, something like...
Start something on the internet.
Interesting point, because they're kind of protesting... You're kind of impeding on customers. It's just, these are people, like you.
Those regular people.
They just want to eat at this place.
Yeah. And to be honest, I never knew what they were doing, or whatever the whole controversy. Mm-hmm. I never knew what it was up until someone told me that they were opening downtown.
Yeah,
I'm like, never heard. Can't eat. I'm like, why can't I eat? Are you... And that's when we just came back. I'm like, why can't I eat? Yo, that place is fucking dope. Are you stupid?
Yeah.
And I got mad. Yeah. And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, that's
for real,
why.
Candy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
Joel, favorite food?
Oh, the chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
Bomb.
That's two Chick-fil-A's. Lawrence, you're going to make the
this
trifecta.
This is going to be Waffle House, bro.
I think it's Waffle House for me.
That gravy.
I think it was just, I was also so hungry when I was eating
It was
what
good.
What did you order from? Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. It was just all perfect.
So it was like a grilled, I remember because I had the same thing.
Okay.
It was a grilled cheese with two burger patties, bacon, and two slices of cheese.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was basically a grilled cheese sandwich, but it had two burger patties and bacon inside.
Yeah, crazy. With cheese
and
tons
then
of butter.
Hash browns.
And hash browns smothered.
In the turkey gravy or chicken gravy, whatever the hell it is.
Sausage gravy.
And then
with
all
chunks
split
of
a
sausage
waffle.
In it.
Yeah, it had chunks of sausage.
Yeah.
And then we split a waffle.
Yeah.
Which was also very good.
The waffle is really good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very CNE-esque.
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
It was, but it wasn't as expensive.
Right.
It
was dirt cheap.
Or as Waffle House calls it, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just a regular, just a regular menu item. Yeah.
And fun fact, we ate there on Labor Day, and Labor Day is when they opened the first one in 1855.
Yes.
What?
Fun fact.
It was on the TV. While
can't
we were
make
there.
These things up, guys.
It was just on the TV. I believe the TV that they have there. So
of course
they say that every day. The day after it was like...
Today on a Tuesday,
we opened,
it was the first day
we opened the day after
house.
Labor Day.
September 7th. Today was the day.
Okay, Phil, your time to shine.
All right.
How was the event that we weren't able to...
I forgot I had to do this. Yeah. Holy crap. I was like, what are you talking about? The Danny Green thing? I read it already, man.
Holy crap.
You
got
48
minutes to play. All right.
Man. Okay.
Third quarter.
We got to play 48 minutes. Obviously, it's...
So we obviously couldn't make it, but we enlisted your services. I don't know if you can call it a service because we didn't pay you anything.
Services were rendered.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Services were rendered. They were just not tendered.
You're going to get paid tonight.
We fed you in Krispy Kreme. So, How was the event for the first of all? Like, it looked really cool.
Yeah. It was cool.
First of all, yeah, your coverage was very good.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing.
I remember where I was when I saw it, and I was like, oh, damn.
It's like you know what you're doing.
Were you guys the ones logging in? Because I kept getting booted out of the account.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't get booted
really?
Out.
Really?
Yeah, well, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Most
but
likely.
Yes.
I'm assuming you guys were logging in to check the posts.
We were logging in to make sure you weren't following all your moms on the CGS account. Anyways, how was the event?
Okay, so feel free to do first, the event was the Nazem Kadri Diamond Supply Co. Farewell Toronto collection. Mm. Mm-hmm. Exclusively at Exclusivity.
Tongue twister.
Right. Yeah, and it was last Friday. What was the date on that? I don't know.
Last Friday.
It was last Friday. That was the date.
Yeah.
September.
So Nazem Kadri, of course, former Toronto Maple Leaf, who just got traded this season to, I want to say, Colorado?
That sounds right.
Somewhere. I'm not a hockey guy, so you cannot eat. No. I didn't say where he got traded to. So don't, there's no error there. He got traded. That's the fact.
To somewhere else.
So he teamed up with Nikki Diamonds from Diamond Supply Co., of course, for a Farewell Toronto collaboration. There was t-shirts, some mesh shorts. There was crew necks, and I want to say there was hoodies as well.
Yep, it was like a whole.
Yeah. It was cool. The event started around 4 o'clock. It was a 2-3 hour event on a Friday evening. I'd say there was about 100, 120
dedicated
Leaf fans outside.
That's cool, man.
Waiting to just take pictures with him, meet him.
Yeah.
He was very accommodating.
We're talking about Kadri still?
Sorry, Kadri. He was very, very nice, very accommodating, took all the pictures, signed all the autographs. He had one security guy with him who was pretty chill, mm-hmm. just kind of helped move the line along. And Nikki Diamonds was there as well. Again, super cool guy, accommodating. He signed everyone's, I think there were maybe two or three people who got their TIFFs or other, mm-hmm. Shoes signed. And he was very cool each time and very accommodating to take pictures.
Awesome.
Nice.
The nice thing I saw, well, the whole thing was pretty cool, but one of the nicest things I saw was there was a lot of kids who had the number 43. Like, they brought their hockey jerseys to get mm-hmm. signed, and a lot of them were wearing 43, mm-hmm. presumably because of Kadri. So mm-hmm. so I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, they brought their own hockey jerseys.
It was like their own hockey jerseys.
Oh, very
yeah,
cool.
Sorry.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't Kadri's jerseys. It was like their own, like the kids' hockey jerseys.
But they wore Kadri's number.
They wore the number 43 because of him.
Very cool.
Yes.
Wow. That's how like you that. Got the city.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. And it was cool to see like that diversity in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. It was a good event. I think it was cool because there wasn't a ton of sneakerheads there. It was more like people that were really there to appreciate
mm-hmm.
the hockey player.
That's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
The guy, yeah. right?
Yeah. It was like when I first heard about, like when Trent hit us up about it, I was like, what a strange collaboration.
Right.
Like, how does that even come about? But then when you see the collection, like it looked really good.
Yeah. yeah.
Like it was very, very cool.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job. And yeah, it looked like a lot of people were buying it and then getting it signed on the spot, which is
right.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see that there was a line because obviously, like when you have that kind of event, you want to make sure that people show up and heard about it.
Definitely.
And obviously they did. It's cool. It's really cool to hear that it was busy, but intimate enough that people could take time and talk to like mm-hmm. both Nikki and Nazem and like take pictures and get mm-hmm. autographs. Like that was very cool.
Yeah,
and you said that Nikki was just roaming around.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. So, well, shout out to Trent and Nicola and the whole Exclusivity staff, mm-hmm. did a great job with the crowd management and everything overall. It was funny because I was telling you guys earlier that Nikki Diamonds was just like, he's very chill, just in the cut, talking to people, and if not, just hanging out. There was one point, he was there for the whole event, right? There's one point I look up and I see him, he's kind of juggling, he's got his hands full. In one arm, he's kind of got like a big, like a 1 liter water bottle. And in the other hand, he has a grapefruit. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But then this is in the middle of Exclusivity on Queen, right? So he starts peeling the grapefruit. And
where was he putting the peels?
He had it. He had in his hand. And he put the water bottle down.
So he was like multi-talented.
So he was
like,
he was two-handed in this grapefruit. It was a decent sized grapefruit. So he's peeling it. So he has part peel in one hand and the other grapefruit in his other hand. And then I guess he realizes, oh, this is getting like it's getting sticky. Like he has to get like paper towels and stuff, right? So I see him. I'm just watching him, right? Because in my head, I'm like, should I ask him if he wants me to hold his grapefruit? I'm like, no, that's weird. That's really weird.
Hey, bro, can I hold your grapefruit?
At this point, I haven't really made too much contact with him,
Nikki.
Right? So I'm like, he's a big boy. He knows what to do. He goes to get paper towel from the back, right? He goes to get paper towel from the back, but then, like, before he does that, like, he just looks around, like, gives it a little glance, and then he just sets the grapefruit down, like, in the middle of exclusivity on, like, a sneaker display. It wasn't on the sneaker or anything.
He's trying to start a ting.
Yeah, it's just, you know? It's interesting. I've never really seen a grapefruit set up like that in a store, but, no.
Honestly, Los Angeles is different, man. Yeah. Like, we don't know how it goes
it's
down.
It's very chill. Like, yeah. Us people in Canada need to really get more comfortable with our
food. For us, we put down our Timmies.
Right.
And then that's where he puts down grapefruits, papayas, coconuts, whatever. Like, he's just any sort of fruit, and he's just, like, throwing it all over the places.
Exactly. Like,
whatever he's in the mood for.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. And you got your pair signed, I think I saw.
I did.
Tiffs.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
Are those dead stock?
My Tiffs are dead stock.
Will they now remain dead stock forever?
Yeah. This was the year I told myself, you know what? I'm going to wear those Tiffs. I'm going to wear them this year, buddy.
I'm going to wear them to the event.
This is going to be the year.
Here we go.
But then before I went to the event, I was like, wait a second. I should get them signed because Nikki Diamonds is going to be there.
That's crazy.
So it was cool because when I took it out, like he recognized like it was an OG box. He's like, oh, you have the receipt still. And then we had like a brief conversation about Goodfoot, which he remembers.
Sweet.
So that was kind of cool. Nice. And then he signed him and he's like, let's take a picture. I was like,
oh, it was his idea.
Cool. It was his idea.
Oh.
It was his idea.
He asked to take a picture with you.
He did.
This is a fact. Wow. There's no EEE here. He did that. No. He was taking pictures with everyone, but it's the truth though. He wanted to take a picture with me as well.
And so, yeah, there was other. I did see that Rizzy got his pair signed.
Yeah, that
I
saw was cool that
Ahmad
too.
Got his pair signed.
Yeah, Ahmad and his girl. Me.
And his girl too.
Yeah, they both got their sign.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Very cool. I would have done the same if I was there. I was
Why not?
Because when Trent hit us up about it, I was like, I'm there. And then he was like, when are you guys away? And I was like, XYZ. And
I am
like,
not there.
Yeah, I'm not there. Mm-hmm. He's like, can you send somebody? I was like, he's not really somebody, but we can send a person. Yeah.
we can send someone.
We can send a body. Yeah. He's not somebody, but he's a body. But I would have 100% probably brought my TIFF highs and got them signed. Yeah.
Crazy.
Then I would have the pigeon signed and that's ooh, crazy, man.
That would have been a picture.
Great. That would have been a picture.
Mm-hmm. But now Phil has a picture for the gram.
So damn it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's posted already.
One of us got it.
I'm not deleting it.
You should have got him to sign a pair of Spizikes. That would
be cool.
Just completely out of left field. He's like, what?
But like, sign right here specifically.
Like, specifically. Like a Nike ID Tiffany Spizike.
There was a discussion where I was like, can you sign the toe box? He's like, the toe box? Oh, because he was signing the midsole on all of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, can you sign the toe box? He's like, yeah. I'm like, is it going to come out good? He's like, I don't know. I've never signed the toe box before. So I was like, oh.
Do you want to be my first?
I didn't want to risk it. So I was like, all right, just sign the midsole.
And he used silver Sharpie, I think. Is that what I saw? Or is yours black?
Rizzy got silver, Rizzy got I think, because he has a silver. And, I had just had the default black that I picked up off the table.
True.
Exclusivity's marker.
Thank you. I had to give Trent and Nicole a shout out because
shout-outs for the marker.
I think they possibly might have supplied the Sharpies. They might have been Cadres. I'm not sure.
So this week we were hit up by one and only good friend of the show, Flippin' Laces.
Kuya.
Kuya Flippin' Laces. And he asked, hey guys, what are you doing in November? And we said, Disney. And then he said,
are you guys going back?
Nope.
No.
Oh,
no. Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
And he said, hey man, I'm doing Just Kicking It event. The Just Kicking It event again. And he said, would you guys like to display?
Ooh.
We haven't displayed at a third party event in a long time. Mm-hmm. But he said there's $1,000 prize to the winner of the display contest, I guess you'll call it, and a mini Larry OB trophy.
Nice. Those are cool. I should have got one of those.
They are cool. Mm. Well, if you display, you could possibly win one.
Yeah, but isn't that Magnum's display?
That's true. So, speaking of which, I know he hit up a lot of people about it. Like, I know he hit up Jay from Laced.
Ink I saw that money.
Post. Yep. Ink and Money. Like, he's hitting up the heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking them to come out. Yeah. Which is pretty cool. So I guess my question for you guys, or we maybe should talk about it, are we going to do this? Because it's been a while. It's been
coming out of retirement?
It's been at least 2 years.
It's
Like, it's been a while.
Like, where we displayed something that's not our own shit.
Yes, and that we've actually gone all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't gone all out yet.
It's been quite a while. Even Shoe Hall wasn't really all out. We didn't bring the props and all that kind of crazy stuff. Like, we were just... Shoe Hall was a basic display for us.
Is there a limit to the number of shoes?
I don't think so.
Just a table.
You're coming, Phil?
No, I'm just
wondering.
You
can bring your signed diamond supply, and you can take... You can put it on the table, and we can share the trophy with you.
Yeah, Philly's also got, like, a bunch of J's.
Should we bring the signed Spike Lee Mars Blackmon?
I think so. Ooh. If you got a pair of Spizikes signed by Mars Blackmon, that would be pretty cool.
Imagine if you brought the Spizikes instead of the fours. Oh, man. You know, the funny thing is...
Oh, you do have your four signed, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
But remember when those, here. Speaking of Spizikes, remember those Spizikes that came out in the Knicks colorway? The all royal blue and the all orange?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had those.
Those were cool. And they were like Nubuck.
And stupid quality. Like, yeah, quality really on that nice. Pack was like ridiculous.
And they were limited. I remember because we were working at Foot Locker at the time, and it was only Yorkdale and Eaton Center that got those. Okay, this Spizike talk is Phil's taking over the episode.
Spizikes. So many.
It is taking Phil's over the episode.
Science Spizikes.
So yeah, are we doing this? Should we do this? What do you guys think?
I mean,
it's not outside again, right?
Because
it's
November. No.
So, I don't think it's outside.
It's a Canada Goose display.
Yeah, it's in a park again. I don't know if I can do outside in November.
I'm down, whatever. Wintertime, just wear a jacket.
It's fine.
No, but I don't know, man. I think if all of these other heavy hitters are gonna do it up.
We got to do it, I think.
And not to do it just to win anything. I want to do it just to support. Like, it'd be cool. I feel like it's just a really big event in terms of displays for the community.
It's been a while since we've had a display event.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody to bring out the... Like, yo, I know Ink and Money's going to be stupid. And bring out... I know Jay from Laced, if he agrees to it...
Is nuts.
He's got some shit.
He's got the props to go with it, too.
He posted about it. He has to follow through.
You can't post it and then say no. Like, my Instagram story poll, everyone voted no, so I'm not going to do it.
Jay has a lot of dope stuff. I know he does.
Like,
he does.
He
does.
The last time we displayed and he was there in the Hamilton one, his prop game...
Nuts.
It's stupid.
Because he lives at the thrift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he finds a crazy mailing address shit
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to ask him where he threw us. He didn't really tell me.
Valu Village, bro.
He kind of gave me the runaround. I just want to know where to find all the good stuff.
But yeah, I think it'd be good, man.
Especially if everybody else does it, I agree.
I really feel like it'd be good just to show up for the community. You know what I mean? To have all the heavy hitters out there just to display their shit. And whoever wins, to be honest, like... It's going to be some tough competition, man, because I don't even know. It's going to be stupid.
Well, Christian, if you're listening to this, I think that's a yes from us. So you can count us in. If anyone else is listening, I guess we're going to have to call people out. Now, Jay from Laced, you better be there. Ink and Money, you better be there. Jay Steez, you better be there.
Net Mag, you better be there.
Everybody. I want to see Hardy Girl, Lazy Bones. I want to see you there. I want
Ron, Urjazz. Anyone with a crazy Air Max, anyone with a crazy anything collection, you better be there.
I want this to be crazy because if it's everybody showing up to display, it's got to be everybody showing up to display. Because I don't think we've ever had that. The only time I can think of something close was Kix Tix.
Exchange we did.
Remember Kix Tix? That was like primarily display.
Dude, if the Six Got Heat comes out of
his
retirement,
was crazy too.
His Jordan collection is stupid.
I think he actually listens to this. JP, if you're listening, I want to see you there. Everybody,
do it.
Let's do it.
Philip Dos Santos.
We don't remember the date, right? Phil's just going to join
November
our table.
17th, if I'm not mistaken.
Phil, you can join our table. We just need a couple pairs of Spizikes.
Just Spizikes, please.
Just to round out the display.
I got at least three.
We're going to do a Mars Blackmon section. So.
Ooh.
Do you have the Air Force Jordan Force?
No, I didn't fall for any of that.
I'm sure we could find those.
Spizikes I fell for, but not the Air Force Jordans.
I'll thrift those. Don't worry, we'll find those. So Christian, we'll be there, I think.
No, we'll be there. I definitely want to show out.
Yeah.
Especially because it's flipping leases.
I missed last year's event, so.
He's been supporting, so we got to show out and support back.
For sure.
All right. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking any episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is www.facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is Canada Got Soul. sneakerheadingfordummies.ca if you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneakerheading for Dummies, or the Fire Round. Shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy. You can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Mr. Spizike, where can they find you?
You can find me at Soul Purpose. And don't forget to check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. I mean, no, that's not me. That's not, I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
Or his album, the Black Album.
Wow. When we listen back to this, maybe you'll hear it.
444.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 76 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Danny Green. And we are out. Peace.
100%. Hold on, no. Why'd you leave us, bro?
Yeah, man.
Why'd you leave the LA?
Wrong LA, yo.
Wrong LA. Idiot.
Idiot.
Why, what's the right LA?
The Clippers.
Oh.